So let's review. Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches a machlikas about making pas avon Pesach. Beshami hold it is aser, and Besil hold it is mutter. Become a pas ava. There are two explanations as to what pas ava means. Amar Rav Huna, tefach, bread that is a tefach thick, like the lechem upon him, which also must not be chametz. The Gemara rejects the possibility that matzah may be made a tefach thick because lechem upon him had many advantages to protect it from becoming chametz. Lechem upon him was made by kehanim who were zrizim, extremely diligent, was kneaded vigorously, was baked with only dry wood in a very hot oven that was made of metal. However, regular matzah may not be made a tefach thick because of the risk of it becoming chametz. Instead, Rav, or Rabbeinu HaKadosh, explained pas ava to mean pas meruba, a large quantity of dough. The issue is not limited to Pesach, but is relevant every Yom Tov, as the following brisa states explicitly, B'shami yomim, ein eifen pas ava b'yom tov u'besil matirin. B'shami does not allow baking an oven full of bread on any Yom Tov, because it is an excessive tircha to make more bread than you need for Yom Tov. B'shil allow it, and do not consider it a tircha d'leitzach, because as Tosis notes, the Gemara Masech is Beya, mipnei shahapas nefes yafa bezman shatanu mali. The bread bakes better in a full oven. Therefore, the added tircha is not for the excess bread, not needed for Yom Tov, but to improve the bread he will use today. The Gemara continues, Tanur Rabban, yitzim bepas nikiyu ubahadra ubestrikin hamtziyaran bepesach. One can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with white bread, coarse bread, and loaves decorated with etchings. However, look at chila, we may not make srikin on Pesach because we're concerned that it would become chametz while the baker is etching the designs into the dough. Even though basis had a form that could imprint the dough in a matter of seconds, the chum did not allow him to make the imprint because it would seem strange to people that kala srikin asurin, but srikin basis mutar. Everybody else's etched dough is asur, but the ones that basis makes are mutar. They'll think that all srikin are mutar. There are two versions of an exception to this isur made by Ram Gamliel. Loishal kol adam amru, ella shal nachtayim amru. Homemade srikin are mutar because a private person is not so particular about it. Baker srikin are asur because they're particular about it and will spend too much time doing it. Loishal nachtayim amru, ella shal kol adam. Baker srikin are mutar because they're experienced and can do it quickly, and most bakers have forms. Homemade srikin are asur because a private person will spend too much time on it. Rav Yossi made a different distinction. Oisin srikin kamin rikikin. Srikin on thin matzahs are allowed because they do not become chametz so fast. The ein oisin srikin kamin gluskois. Srikin on thick matzahs are not allowed because they become chametz sooner. The Gemara goes over the topic of separating challah. Tanur Rabban, hasufganin v'hadushanin v'esritin v'chalas Hamaseres v'hamaduma peturin min achala. The Braisa teaches that sponge bread, honey bread, thin wafers made from very loose batter, scalded bread made by non-professional bakers, and bread made from a mixture of truma and chulin are all pater from afrashas challah. The meduma is pater because we treat it like truma, which is pater from challah. But the Gemara records in Machlokes from Yechon and Resh Lakish why the other four are pater. Resh Lakish holds halalu maisa ilpasein, they are fried in a pan and not baked in an oven, and are therefore not considered lechem bread. Rabbi Yechanan holds, halalu sha'asan b'chama. Fried bread is considered bread, but these breads are baked in the sun, and are therefore not considered lechem. The Gemara cites two challenges to the opinion of Rish Lakish. First, from a brisa that explicitly states, asan b'ilpes chayav machala, bread made in the frying pan is chayav machala. The Gemara answers that if the frying pan is preheated, the process resembles baking closely enough to be chai v'chala. But if the dough is put on the pan before it is heated, it is just like baking in the sun and is therefore pata. Second, another brisa says that we can be yaitz the mitzvah matzah with bread baked in a frying pan. Apparently, it is considered bread. The Gemara again answers that the brisa must have been speaking about a case where the pan was preheated. Parenthetically, the Gemara mentions that once bread is baked to the point that you can break it apart cleanly without any chutin hanimshachin, strands of dough elasticizing between the parts, it is considered bread and can therefore be used both for the mitzvah of matzah and for the lachmei toida. The Gemara cites one challenge against Rabbi Yechanan. The Braisa talks about a me'isa bread, which is made by pouring flour over boiling water, and the chalita bread, which is made by pouring boiling water over flour. After seeming to distinguish between the two types of bread, the Gemara concludes that there are actually three opinions expressed in the Braisa. One version of Beis Hillel, one version of Beis Shammai, and one version of Rabbi Yisi hold that it is bread and chayv and challah. Another version of Beis Hillel, another version of Beis Shammai, and another version of Rabbi Yisi hold that it is not bread and not chayv and challah. The Chum hold, asan be'ilpes potter b'tanur chayv. If they are made in a frying pan, they are potter from challah, but if made in an oven, they are chayv and challah. This distinction of the Chacham clearly contradicts Rabbi Yechanan, who treats frying like baking. Rabbi Yechanan would answer that tanoihi. It's indeed a machlekes tanoim, whether something made in a frying pan is considered to be baked. The Tanakama of a Braisa who says Mi'isa and Chaluta are potter from challah, hold that they are only potter because they are made by mixing boiling water and flour. But Ma'isa Ilpas Chayavin, regular dough fried in a pan, would be chayav and challah. And Yehuda holds that Ma'isa Ilpas Paturin, dough fried in a pan is potter because Ein Lechem El Ha'ofoy Betanam. Only bread baked in an oven is considered lechem to be chayav and challah. Rabbi Yechanan is in accordance with the Tanakama. The Gemara explains, though, that it could be that both Tanoim hold Ma'isa Ilpas Paturin. They simply argue about Chazer of Ofoy Betanur, bread that is first fried and then baked. The Tanakama would consider it bread, whereas Rabbi Yehuda would require that it be Ofoy Betanur Meikara, baked in an oven from the beginning.